Ocean 100, Prince, When Doves Cry, 7:38. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. And let's get right to it. Our next interesting Islander is in the house right now, a name that is synonymous with Prince Edward Island, okay? She is an Olympic gold medalist, and she is in the house right now, Heather Moise. Welcome, Heather.
Welcome.
Hey.
Thanks, guys. What's up?
Hey, we are very, very pumped to have you in here today as our interesting Islander. Of course, we have to have Heather Moise on the show. And you have been pretty busy. You're staying busy, all right? Now, it's not Olympics and stuff like that anymore, but your life has gone in a little bit of a different direction. So why don't you bring us up to speed on what's going on now?
Yeah, well, for the last number of years, probably since, I mean, even though I was doing some speaking before the Sochi Olympics, since Sochi in 2014, I, you know, kind of turned that into my entire business. And so traveling all over the place, speaking and to corporations, professional associations at national conferences and internationally and that sort of thing. And it's been amazing. COVID kind of muted that a little bit, kind of dampened that and killed a bit of that momentum, which actually allowed me to move back to PEI. Which was
the silver lining.
The silver lining, yes. So I've been back in PEI since 2020, but now things are starting to pick up again with speaking. So it's been great. Like I really miss that. During COVID, I was able to do some keynotes virtually. So speaking to some conferences around the world, which is kind of cool. I actually got to reach more people by doing it virtually. But anyway, it's nice to get back on stage in front of humans with pulses and. You know, actually get to meet them afterwards and hang out with them and stuff. So it's been really, really great.
And you were just in Edmonton, you mentioned.
Yes. Yeah. I just flew back yesterday. That was actually, even though I mostly speak to, you know, association, like big, huge, those kinds of conferences. This was actually a world youth, like a young leaders world conference in Edmonton. And there were probably about 1,200 or 1,300 kids there. And it was, I mean, it's just a whole different, it's a different vibe, right? When you're speaking to there, like when you're speaking to other conferences, you're working on, I'm bringing in the professional development, personal development coaching stuff onto the stage. And so it ends up being personal growth or the growth of an organization or, and that sort of thing in terms of development and mindset and that sort of thing. But when you're talking to youth, you know, you're talking to kids who are, I would say leaders of tomorrow, but they really are leaders of today. And they're going to be, you know, they're the ones who are really going to be able to change the world we live in. So anyway, it's very, very cool. Just totally different vibe.
Amazing. Whereabouts are you guys on the island?
Charlottetown.
Oh, you're just in Charlottetown.
Yeah, heart's still on Summerside. I've got to say that. Shout out to Summerside. But right now I'm living in Charlottetown, right downtown.
Perfect. Perfect. So it wasn't a far commute today is what I'm getting at. it wasn't a long one. Well, that's great. And we are very, very excited to chat more and have you do things like the celebration calendar,
the
birthdays, and maybe a weather in there too.
Whoa, I'm up for the challenge.
Peak excitement, Heather. Come on.
I'm so excited.
More with Heather Moise, our interesting Islander on Ocean.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections, brought to you by ADL. The Ocean 100
Performing Arts Center in Summerside, April 21st and 22nd. Tickets available at collegeofpiping.com.
All right, we're getting ready for the celebration calendar, but as a warm-up, Heather's going to do the weather for us. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, Ocean 100 weather. Today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 7. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 0. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 8. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside and 2 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Oh, you could do this. You could totally do this. Absolutely. We have the celebration calendar coming up in a minute more with Heather Moise, our interesting Islander, Ocean 100. That's Depeche Mode, People Are People, Ocean 100 at 7:49. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. It is also JA Day today at
That's
McDonald's
right.
locations across the island. So get your butt to McDonald's, make a purchase. 10% of their sales today are going to go to junior achievement programs across the island. We are joined by Heather Moise. And I got to ask about the medals. Okay, I got to ask. Like, Do they travel with you? Do you keep them in a safe place at home at all times? What do Olympic athletes that have won a medal do with their medals after the fact?
Well, I know other athletes who do different things with their medals than I do with mine, but I definitely keep them in a safe place. One of them is wrapped up in a wool sock right beside the other one that is kind of in this little felt kind of magnetic case that they gave us. And they are, I think they're sitting on my counter right now. Just sitting there.
Just there.
Because I just took it out of my carry-on because I just flew back from Edmonton.
Okay. So usually, they do go with you.
Yeah. Usually they're in my carry-on. Yeah. It's great if people can, if they want to take pictures and try them on and do that sort of thing. And there's even depends on the keynote, but sometimes in the keynotes, I actually refer to one of the medals from Vancouver because the Vancouver's medals, the story behind them is pretty incredible. And it kind of goes along with some of the messaging that I talk about. So it's very cool.
It must be interesting to see how people react to like never had a medal like that. Probably wouldn't ever. Like Scott and I, no Olympic medals coming our way anytime soon. It's more because we've aged out, though, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
We've aged out.
In our prime, we would have been close.
But just general run-of-the-mill people.
I didn't start till I was 27. So okay. The last ones, I was 39. So.
Well, he's not going to start at 57. So, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Hey, 57, wait.
I'm sorry.
You're off by a year and a half at least.
But I have seen it. You know, people coming up to you and, can I wear it?
Yeah.
So it must be pretty cool.
It's very cool. And some people, their whole demeanor changes. And some people are just shocked that I let people try them on and wear them and whatever. But it's just a chunk of metal. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just, but for what it represents is never going to go away.
Exactly.
But this metal to me is like, it's a tangible representation of what other people can achieve, regardless of whether it's in sports or not. And I just feel like you just literally see the possibilities. They're standing up straighter. It becomes a real thing in their environment, not just something that's on TV that those people do, that TV people do. So it kind of brings the possibilities to their,
I love it,
to their lives. And not just the possibilities in sports, but just kind of in anything, you know, makes people think bigger, like, okay, well, what if I actually pursued that? So it's awesome. It's a really cool feeling.
Very inspiring.
Such an inspiration, yeah.
Speaking of inspiring,
birthday time.
Birthdays!
Time for the celebration calendar. We'll also make a couple of draws. Bridge Pass is going out today from the Confederation Bridge. A belated birthday to kick things off today for Scarlett. Happy belated 7th birthday. Love Mom, Dad, Kemper, and Cash. A belated birthday for Ashlyn Bishop from Charlottetown. Turned 12 yesterday. Lots of love from all the family. Pearson Duguay celebrating today. 16 from Mom, Nick, and your brothers and sisters. Happy birthday to Alicia Keown of Dona celebrating on Saturday. Happy anniversary to Alan and Valerie Acorn of York Point celebrating on Saturday from your family and many friends. Happy anniversary, Alan and Valerie. Do you want to do this one, Heather? Ginger Snap Cookie.
Yeah. Happy birthday goes out to Ginger Snap Cookie, the English Mastiff, your 3rd birthday from Elizabeth, Edward, and Mom.
Woo, that one's fun.
That was fun.
Jacob Blackett in Charlottetown turning 23 tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Kareen Amanda Reynolds is 43 from your loving hubby, Jeffrey Warren Reynolds, and your son, Tuca Brady Ortiz Reynolds. There's a bit of a Boston theme there, I think.
There's a connection there, yeah.
Tomorrow, Kristen Rochford is celebrating a 22nd birthday from the family. Bobby Johnson is celebrating a traveler's rest from your grandchildren who call you Papa. Shonda Gould in Scotchford celebrating today. And Bonnie McDonald, happy 66th birthday. Love all the grandkids. And Murph the cat. Residing on Belvedere Avenue. Happy birthday, Bonnie. You want to take her away, Heather?
Yeah. Seamus Ramsey, happy birthday to you. Enjoying the day off from school. Love your family from Summerside. Bonnie McDonald, happy birthday. Much older than your baby sister from Charlottetown. And tomorrow, happy birthday goes out to Emily Ellis. Happy 12th birthday with lots of hugs and kisses from Granny and Grampy Killow, Auntie Amanda and Wilbur from Charlottetown. 12th birthday. Happy birthday to you. And tomorrow also birthday goes out to Carol and Alan Vincent.
I think that's a wedding anniversary. Sorry. I probably should have made that more clear.
No, happy 56th. I see it here. Happy 56th anniversary from all the family in Borden-Carlton.
Tracy Beaulieu and Borden Carlton celebrating too. Happy 51st birthday from Richard, Lucas, Jen, Ethan, Amy, Mom, and Dad. I butchered that, Tracy. I'm sorry. Chad Matthews, a.k.a. Stompin' Tom. Chad plays Stompin' Tom at the Stompin' Tom Center up Mill River Way. Happy birthday, Chad. The Big 5-0. Love Cheryl and the gang. Alan Douglas and Stanley Bridge, happy birthday to a great guy from your sisters and families. And Liz Mosier in Morrell, happy birthday on Saturday to Liz. Love family and friends. How'd that feel?
Happy birthday.
That felt pretty good. Let's give away a couple bridge passes. Congratulations to our winners, Blair Sweeney and Matt Perry. Hey, bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge coming your way. We'll pop those in the mail for you. Happy birthday. We'll have more coming up with Heather Moyse, our interesting islander on Ocean.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Out to low of 0, Saturday mainly sunny and a high of 8. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott. It's 8:07. Let's wrap up today's water cooler question and make a draw for a $100 Robin's Donuts gift card. 10% of people do this when they stay in a hotel. What is it? We've had a lot of good answers. People have called in and said, stealing the amenities. I'm like, no, 100% of people do that.
You're totally supposed to take that shampoo.
Absolutely.
And the shoe mitt.
Absolutely. Do you know when I was a kid, I didn't understand what a mini bar was all about. I cleaned out the cookies from the bottom of it, Mom and Dad got the bill. I was in so much trouble. That was a hockey trip at the Wandelin in Amherst. True story. All right, so the answer we're looking for today, 10% of people do this when they stay in a hotel. Scott?
They bring their own bed sheets.
What?
Yeah.
Bring their own bed sheets. Have you ever done that?
No,
you travel the world.
I brought my own pillow.
Okay, well, I mean, kind of counts.
Yeah.
Kind of counts.
Does
not,
it?
Not the entire bed sheet,
no,
though.
No, it's usually for the plane. Like, yeah, for me, it's usually for the plane rides, but, you got to have that.
I mean, you got to have your own pillow, right?
I've been in many hotels and have not had my pillow and done just great. Sleep's not something I struggle with, sir.
10% bring, like, full bed sheets.
Interesting. They are that neurotic about bed bugs and, well.
Do you know what? It would depend on the hotel. If I knew I was staying, someplace, if people are hosteling or.
Totally.
True enough.
Count as a hotel.
You're shedding a different light on this. We should make a draw.
We should. Time for a draw.
Congratulations to Leona Turner from Charlottetown. Woo! $100 Robin's gift card coming your way. Fantastic. And you could tell everybody that it was the time that Heather Moyse was on the show that you won that card. Amazing. Amazing. We have more with Heather coming up next.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100, it's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. That's Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight. It's Darcy, it's Scott, and it's Heather Moyse today, our interesting islander. It's funny when a group of people start putting up social posts and they're in the same room. No one talks to one another. They're all just completely invested in their phones. So that's what we were doing a second ago, just getting the social posts up. And we are having a blast in here chatting with Heather just about life in general now and happy to be back on the island. What's the best part about being back on PEI?
Oh, just it's PEI. Like, yeah. I don't know. How do you narrow it down? No, I'm not going to lie. The winter's a little bit rough. Everyone hibernates.
Yeah.
Tends to hibernate in the winter. But like now when people are emerging and the weather's changing and stuff, it's pretty great. Like being back with family, friends, and I don't know.
It's always home.
It's always home. Yeah.
I think that, you mentioned, and it's going to be important to touch on this, getting kids, interested in, sports and maybe showing them that someone from PEI can go to the Olympics and someone from PEI can win a gold medal. How important is that to you for your legacy?
I think it's really, really important. I mean, I know I still talk about it's not even just important for kids. There are a lot of us
true
in the 30s, 40s, and 50s who still have lots of living left.
Mm-hmm.
And I know even just from personal experience, we sell ourselves short and we kind of limit the possibilities of what we're actually capable of, which is why I end up speaking to so many mm-hmm. adult groups, mm-hmm. like adult human groups who are just kind of living within the boundaries of their own expectations of where they grew up or their environment, aren't thinking big enough. But when you're talking to kids, or when I'm able to show kids and be actually a present person in their lives, on their island, like someone that they can see who's done it, it makes that environment have that many more possibilities in it. Like when I grew up, there wasn't really anyone in my neighborhood training for the Olympics or training to represent our country. And so Olympians were TV people, so it just wasn't a consideration. It wasn't that I didn't have the athletic ability when I was a kid. It just never occurred to me as being an option.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if someone in your environment has done it, then all of a sudden it's like, huh, you know, I wonder. Like, yeah.
And I mean, bobsleigh is not an option that a lot of people here in PI consider either.
Yeah. Well, why? I mean, why would it
be?
But I mean, when I'm in that environment, those medals, for me, they represent just a tangible representation of what's possible, regardless of what it is, not just about sport. And I think people just see that. They start thinking bigger in their own lives. Like when I'm talking to a group of people, they're not just like, oh, yeah, I could do bobsledding. It's like, oh, maybe I can start that business in my home. Maybe I can actually like work from abroad. Maybe I can, you know, ask for the promotion that I've always wanted. Like it's kind of about having that courage to take those steps and you know, try things and go for things that they just kind of have been selling themselves short, not allowing themselves to go there. So that's what I love about it. Just opening people's eyes up to the possibilities.
Incredible. Yeah. And we are very lucky to have you back here on the island
Thank you very much.
I think that's going to rub off on some of the youngsters and maybe even some of the oldsters like you and I, the oldsters. That's us. More with Heather Moyse in the Ocean 100 Morning Show coming up.
Need to finish those indoor projects soon before you head outdoors? The staff at Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware can help you out. Indoor painting jobs still on your list? Save 25% on all beauty tone.
Go to confederationbridge.com, the Confederation Bridge app, Twitter, and Facebook.
A couple of birthdays that we missed. Brett Robinson is 25 today. Happy birthday, Brett. And Mike Welsh turns 27 on Sunday. That's from your fiance, Sophia. All right, Heather, knock this weather out of the park
again.
Yes.
Ocean 100 weather. Here we go. Today, cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 7. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 0. Saturday, mainly sunny, high of 8. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside and 2 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Incredibly smooth. You and I might be out of the job here.
All right.
You know what else is smooth? When you turn your mic
on.
Yeah,
that works a lot better when I turn
job,
the mic on.
Buddy.
I'm new to the business.
Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta. More with Heather Moyse next. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, you're the one that I want. It's Darcy and Scott and Heather Moyse hanging out this morning as our interesting islander. Heather came up with a great radio idea. She said that we should just every now and then spontaneously break out into song. You and me.
Obviously, she has not heard us sing before.
You and me doing that. That sounds like a fun time.
It seems like you're just poised to explore your talents, seeing as the TikTok that you just did was
when we went viral earlier this week.
Exactly.
Yes. Like I said, I've been called viral before, not in this way though.
I'm sure you didn't realize how much talent you had in those with those moves that you did.
Neither did his wife.
Now, it's those moves in the cowboy boots is what won her heart. The cowboy boots with the brown leather jacket 30 years ago.
So tell me that those items still exist in your life somehow.
They do, but I can't get the boots on.
The boots.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, Heather's trying to come up with an idea for us to embarrass our family once again with something on social media. So we'll see if we can do that. But Heather, honestly, this has been so much fun. You've been a hoot to have in here and just chatting about some of the great stuff that you're involved with right now. Great ambassador to the island, have been for a long time now. And like I said earlier, it's just great to have you back on the island.
Thank you. Well, it was awesome being here. You guys are so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Everybody says we're fun. We're doing a good job, buddy. We're
all business.
Yeah.
So serious in the studio.
Thanks, Heather. Papa John's.
Better call Papa. How many bites does it take to eat Papa John's Papa Bites? That's for you to decide. Papa Bites, a new taste sensation.